CBS News broke the story last November about an epidemic of suicide among military veterans. Tonight, new figures illustrate how serious the suicide problem has become for those still serving in the Army. It's part of a report that will appear in tomorrow's Washington Post. And as David Martin tells us, it includes one soldier's harrowing story and her struggle to get help.
Lieutenant Elizabeth Whiteside was admitted to the psychiatric lockdown ward at Walter Reed Army Medical Center today after trying to kill herself earlier this week.
She took 2 weeks worth of medications, four different medications, and she took them all at once.
Her father, Tom Whiteside, holds a note she left, reading in part, "I'm very disappointed with the Army." He says it was brought on by the stress of waiting to find out if she would be court-martialed for an earlier attempt to kill herself.
It became so distressing to my daughter that it just drove her over the edge, and she attempted to take her own life.
Lieutenant Whiteside is the latest in an epidemic of attempted suicides and self-injuries by soldiers. According to internal Army documents, the number has gone from less than 500 in 2002 to more than 2,000 last year. The number of actual suicides is also climbing, and the Army's suicide rate is higher than at any time in the past 25 years. But Lieutenant Whiteside is more than just a number. Her case is a disturbing story about how the Army dealt with one case of mental illness. She first tried to kill herself a year ago while serving in Iraq.
I had a psychotic break and shot myself, and I also as well discharged my weapon twice and put 2 bullets into the ceiling.
She told her story to Washington Post reporter Dana Priest, who was the first to report that the Army wanted to court-martial Lieutenant Whiteside for firing her weapon.
Her commander said in the charges that he brought, "I realize that people have said you were mentally ill, but this is an excuse for your actions."
The hearing officer dismissed the charges, but that ruling had to be approved up the chain of command, and the Whitesides were left dangling.
I want them to make a decision. They have driven my daughter into suicide, and I would like to get this issue resolved.
Minutes after our interview ended, Tom Whiteside received a call telling him all charges have been dropped.
Yeah, but what a goddamn shame that we had to go to this extent.
He left immediately for the hospital to give his daughter the news, although he wouldn't be allowed to see her because she's still in lockdown. David Martin, CBS News, The Pentagon.
For more on the problem of military suicides, you can go to cbsnews.com and click on CBS Evening News. You can also get the story at washingtonpost.com.